Okay, so last week we left off in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, and that was a he listed in Perek Vav Pasuk Lamed Gimel. He listed the seven dinim that will a person will go through from right before being nifter from the world until the different stages till Gehenna. Then I said we'd look at the next psuk. We'd finish it and read how he plugs us into the psukim. I decided to skip it because this is the last shir of the zman. So you know, it says it's better not to be mesayim v'dover v'dvar parodias, not to finish off with something bad. So this is, you know, it's a pretty frightening story designed in it. And also it's easy to read it inside. So, plus, generally speaking, we said we're going to try to stick to pieces where we can try to take out of it more limudim and esaris and musa or whatever. So I figured we're gonna go weiter. So we're actually gonna skip into Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin, we're going to begin from Pasuk Tes. No, Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin. Okay. The reason I'm skipping over here is because the first Pasuk in Perek Zayin, it's like working with the same yesodus that we've seen already. It's, you know, a little bit of the taiva and the chemda, and you know, more psukim on that. And I figured we can move on to get a little bit more. It's like an interesting question, you know. It's like it seems to be, especially the feed the gross beer, you have quite a few psukim saying the same thing over and over. So why is Shlomo Melech saying it over and over? And it's not necessarily so obvious, at least what comes out of, you know, what are the different nuances of each pasuk. But, I guess that would take a further eon. Okay, but, since the like I said, I'll be the Reish Kail, the aim over here is not necessarily the eon and the psukim as much as the hisaris to be gotten out of it. So we're going to try to stick to those pieces in the grow. So let's look at the Pasuk Ches. It says, Over Bashuk Etzel Pina. It's referring to the Yetzahara, the Goyin says over here. Passes in the marketplace by a corner, like at a corner, I guess, in the marketplace. V'derech Beisa Yitzad, and will walk or, you know, step, walk the by way of her house or its house. So the Goyin says, Mi'adua, it's known, She Yitzahara Mitchilo Nikro Hoylech V'Charkech Hoyreach V'Charkech Ish. Right? Gemara in Sukkah, the Yitzahara begins as just a passerby. He then moves on to the level of a guest, and then he moves on to the level of a man, meaning like he's the Balabas already. Right? That's the Yitzahara. He first, you know, tries to just catch our attention. That's the passerby. Then already he's a guest. We feel somewhat comfortable with him. And then already he takes over, Chalila. That's the Derech of the Yitzahara. V'gam, Eina Yitzahara Matchil Tchila Ba'adam Rach B'machshava. The Yitzahara also doesn't begin with a person except in Machshava, in thought. Avaloi B'maisa, not in Maisa. He doesn't right away try to get the guy to be over the Isser. He first lets it cook in his thoughts. And like, you know, think about this Avera. And after he plays around with his mind for some time, then already he moves him on to the next step and to actually be over l'maisa. L'chein oimede, for the pasuk says, over bashuk. He passes through the shuk. Shumatchil lavor bashuk. He begins by just passing through the shuk. In rak b'avor ba'alma, just in passing. V'rak bashuk, and also only in the marketplace, which is outside. Not even, you know, not even in the close comforts of the person's home. It's outside, just passing by. And then afterwards, If the person leaves for a day, meaning if he gets caught by that yetzer, then he'll end up leaving 2 days. In a certain sense, it's they're both. Whatever. It's like they're both. It's not a sitting, not a setting of the bias, but a setting where they're outside. It's like a.
I have the gross starting, the beer starting. Maybe it's a harsh
No, I don't have the beginning. No. Okay, but it's the same yisoid. Yeah, it's the same.
It must be with the shuk, so the person who's now a shuk.
Now the kevan shemisrachik oid min haTorah, and since now he gets further away, he becomes further away from the Torah because yemayim tazel, right? He left a day and now he ends up being 2 days away from the Torah. So since he's now also become more distant from the Torah, humekareves atzma leitzahara. In this way, he's actually made himself closer to the Yitzahara. Vezel etzel pina. And that's what it means in the pasuk. Passes the shuk by a corner. Kolaymer la pinasha pina yitzara, to the corner that the yitzahara vacated. Right, pina literally comes from the lashon of pinui, of a vacated place, a vacated spot. So the yitzahara has made that spot empty, so to say. So he draws the Yitzhara to that spot, which the Yitzhara has cleared away for him, like a little bit of a trap there. And then it will actually march into the house, by way of the house. He guides him. He actually will guide him, meaning actually will lead him. And then already we're talking, everything is going to be in the house. It's no longer in the marketplace, but now it's already in the house. He's going to walk by way of its house. So that now at this point the Yitzhar is already the balas abayis. So he begins by enticing the person in a nonchalant happenstance way in the shuk, until he gets his claws in the person and actually becomes the host for this guy in his house, and mamash takes control of the person, chalila. Okay, pasuk tes. Beneshef be'erev yoim be'ishoin laila v'afela. So these are four lashonos, which all, right, I have to do with the darkness of the night. Beneshef, we know neshef is a lashon of night, of nightfall. Erev yoim, evening. Be'ishoin laila, right, in the darkness of the night. V'afela, in the darkness. It's four different expressions of darkness. So says the Goyim, because there are four times in the night. There's the beginning of the night. The beginning of the night is just the lack of day. That's what's called neshef. From the Gemara's lashon, that it jumped out of its place and moved out of its place. And therefore, Chazal said in Gemara and Brachos, there are two neshefs. Meaning that the day has, what it means over here is that the day has left. It's still not yet mamish night. That just the day has left and it's beginning to get dark. So that's the first stage of night. Be'erev, right? The next words in the pasuk is be'erev yoim. The Arab is what we call evening. Hu has chalas alayla. That's already the beginning of the night. That's when the stars come out. At that point, the day is still mixed with the layla, meaning there's still some remnants of the day that you could see at that point. Be'ishoin layla, and the third one, third zman of layla is be'ishoin layla. Hu b'teicha layla mamish. That's when it's mamish in the night time. She'azu chayshech. Then it's darkness, ve'ena nira ish rak b'doichek u'mikarov, and it's not easy to see somebody unless, you know, with difficulty and if he's close enough. Ve'lechei nikra ishoin lahaktina inyan ki yedua kamo ki ishoin bas ein, and therefore it's called ishoin, which literally means the black of the eye. That's the pasuk that he brings, like the black of the eye, ki ishoin bas ein lahaktina inyan, to make the inyan smaller. I don't know what that means. I don't know what lahaktina inyan is. Maybe he means that it's still not yet the fullest darkness. The Ishain is like it's small. I don't know what he means by Lahaktina Inyan, what is. Maybe it's not yet. Is it Lahaktina Inyan or is it Lahaktina Ayin? What does it change it there?
The Bible says Lahaktina Inyan means the Vavlud. It's like a double cut, you don't get over the Vavlud.
Yeah.
Ish-o.
Yeah.
Because in your Ishrakh, so Ish is like Ishon.
Ishon. Like instead of Ish, Ishon.
Right?
Like, yeah. So what is it? Like instead of an ish, it's an ishon. It's like you can't see the person. It looks like you could see it's a person, but you can't see what the person. Yeah, silhouette. Exactly. Maybe. Okay. Interesting. Chais. Okay. Va'afela. And the fourth one is the mamish darkness. Ukeidem ayoyim. That's before the day. Shaz choshech machshech. Yadua, before the Alois HaShachar, that's when it's the deepest part, the darkest part of the night. Right. Inyan, and the Inyan is, Shiyameya Oilam Azeh Nikroim Laila. The days of this world are called Laila. Va'atayra Hiya Or Sheba Meir Oilam Azeh. And the Torah is the light that illuminates this world, illuminates the darkness of this world. Vehem Arba Torahs. And they are four Torahs, meaning Pardes, Pshat, Remez, Drush, Soid. The Kasher, right, because since there are four types of darkness in the world, so you need four types of Torah, four Torahs to light up those four Zmanim, those four times of darkness in this world. The Kasher Yivsek, Adam Bilil Moid, when a person stops learning, Haderech Lishchayach Mitchila, Soidus HaTorah. The Derech is that first he'll forget the Seydus HaTorah. V'chakach Remez, and afterwards Remez. V'chakach Drush, and then Drush. V'chakach Pshat, and finally he'll end off, he'll forget the Pshat. Ba'oz hu ba'afel ha'mamish. And then already he's in Mamish Afelo. When he forgets Pshat as well, he's in total darkness. She'ein ba'or klal, he's got no light whatsoever. So the guy who forgets his Seydus HaTorah, he's Beneshef. If he forgets his the Remez, he's Be'erev Yoim. If he forgets the Drush, it's Bishan Laila. If he forgets the Pshat, he's a Nafela. If he didn't learn them in the first place, okay. He's also in those Matzavim. It's interesting, we'll see. The Seder Advarim over here, L'chayre, the Pashtus, when he says Aderech L'shchayach, the Derech is to forget, in this order, he spoke about this earlier also, in Pasuk, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. That a person first learns Torah Shebikhtav, after that learns Torah Shebal Peh, after that learns the Seydus HaTorah. And then in the forgetting process, it goes the opposite. First he forgets the Seydus HaTorah, then he forgets the Torah Shebal Peh, and then he forgets the Torah Shebikhtav. Now we're going to see something interesting. Actually, maybe I will even skip to that. Let's see. Yeah, let's skip here for a second. Yeah, let's skip now to Pasuk Yud Beis. I want to be mayor or something over here if we have enough time. Okay, let's first read the Pesukim inside. Vina Isha Likrosai, a woman coming towards him. She's Zoyna, she's set up as a Zoyna, a Netzura slave, and she takes the heart into captivity. Hoymiyahi v'seirores. She makes a koil, mashmas koil, and she speaks inappropriately, and she speaks niuf, the vesa in her house, laishkan argleo. Her feet will not reside. I guess she's always out. Now the pasuk says Perek Yud Beis Pam Bachutz Pam Berachovus. Right. That's okay. It says Mefurash here the pasuk, right? Sometimes outside Pam Berachovus, sometimes in the streets. That's a kol pinata erov, and by every corner she's lurking. That's the Yitzhahara. So it's very interesting. The Goyin says in pasuk Yud Aleph that Himia, she's Oilo, Mekatrig. Okay, well, I don't want to get, we'll skip this. Maybe I hope we'll get back to it. But basically, he says is that once the Yitzhara has you has a person in the grips, that's it. Now he leaves that person. That guy's already in her house. He's already in her captivity. Now she doesn't have to be Megara in him so much. He leaves that person, umizgara betalmidei chacham, aniyach esamei aretz, umizgara betalmidei chacham. Like Chazal say, that the Yitzhar works much more on trying to get the talmidei chachamim to be over Yisurim. Because once the person's in the clutches of the Yitzhar, that's okay, the Yitzhar doesn't have to work so hard. He already has the control. Huh?
Yeah. He says the Torah is Mikri Derech. He says, you're on the right Derech, you're on the wrong Derech. So that's the Pshat of the Derech. There's a very mysterious mitzvah. It's a simple word. You're on
the
Derech.
Either here or the right. So if you're it's either. Wrong. Right.
So that's like sort of what you're saying. It's hard to get you on that Derech, and
So now they're going to say, based on this, they're going to say it's a prosecute base. It's going on what it said above, that in her house her feet will not reside. She's not going to stay at home, she's going to be outside finding the Talmidei Chachamim to be Megara by them. So that for that it says Pambachutz Kloimar, but Pshate Torah, for the Pashte Torah, those that are learning the Pshatim of the Torah, Pshate Torah Nikru Chutz. We saw this in the past also. The Pshat of the Torah is called Chutz, it's called outside because it's the external aspect of the Torah, the Pshat. Like we said, like it says earlier in Mishle, Chachmes Bachutz Taroina, which the Goyin said refers to Pshat. Pamber Chovis, but sometimes she'll get, or the Yitzhar will get them in the streets. But Oisim Aloim Nim Drushei Torah. Those are learning the Drushei Torah. So this is Drush. Why? Shniku Rechoivis. Because it's called Rechoivis. Streets means it's wide and it's Marchiv. Like I said earlier, that in the streets she will give her voice. So the Torah, when you expand it, that's called being Dairish, the Torah. That's the Drush. Using the Yud Gimel Midas Torah Lamed Beis Midas, right? The Midas Torah that Shnidresh span, you expand and you open up and you get to a wider amount of halacha and amount of understanding. That's the Chelka Drush. Pinata Arov, Kolome Etzel Pinay Seir Te Arov. She's going to plot and lurk in the corners of the city. Pen Yetzei Misham, lest he's going to come out from there. Vos Mizgara Gambo. And then he's going to be Mizgara also on that part. It's going to start up with that person also. Why? Why, like, you know, there she has to just, she has to ambush. Terror of his ambush. Who's she ambushing here? Ki kozman shu be'ir, because as long as the person is in the city, he ain't a yechal lavetzla. She can't come to him. L'chein naimer, therefore, the pasuk says, Terror, she's going to ambush him. She arevis tamid pen yetzei misham. Because she's always going to be ambushing there, just in case he's going to leave the city. What is this talking about? The Goyin explains over here. V'hayinu mipnei shepardis u'neged dal v'si havayas. Havaya. The pardis is connected the four oisies of yudkei vavkei. V'remez v'soid u'neged yudkei. And remez and soid is connected yudkei. V'hayinu kron rein dele misparshin la'almin. The Goyin says another place that remez is kimat soid. So the remez and soid are always tied together, and the remez and soid is connected yudkei. Ve'nikron rein delem isparshin la'almin. They're called the lovers that never ever separate. They're bound together. They're remez and soid are very much bound together. V'lachein ma'oiskim bohem ein yitzar yachlis garis bohem. Therefore, those who are being oisik in remez and soid, then in those people the yitzar is not even able to start up with them bichlal. Achkash, that's what's called when they're in the city. When they're in the city, they're being icing and soid and in remez, the Yetzer can't do anything. The most she can do is wait right outside and ambush them. If they're going to leave, Achkasha Yesuru, says the guy, when they're going to leave there, Oz, who misgara gam behem, then he could be misgara in them also. Lachain he teroiv, and therefore she's going to ambush Penyavoyele of Yupla Biyoda, lest they're going to come to her and fall on her hands. So she doesn't have the ability to actually go get them, like those who are learning Pshat and Drush, but she can ambush them if they have a little bit of a rifyon, if they leave a little bit, if they're weak, she can ambush them that they can fall into her. And that's a very big difference, but she could still get them that way as well. Now, what I want to be mayor over here is that it comes out from this goyin, remez and soid is neged yudke. There's a few different goyins over here. They bring in the Masada of Kuk edition over here, a horeb from Rabbi David Cohen, based on Rabbi Avram and Arambam Besar Seliyo, and then there's another goyin in Yeshayo Vav. Over there, the goyin says, Yeshayo Vav, Ulevavo Yovin Asoides. And in Aderes Eliyo, Hazinu Lamed Beis Zayin, he says, Lechakima Beremiza, meaning, you see, Chachma is neged remez, and Bina is keneged soid. This is a very interesting way to break it up. It's very counterintuitive and opposite to the norm. Now, before I get into that, the other thing is, so it would be, according to the Gun, what it comes out, and this is what he's made over here, is that the Yud Ke Vav Ke goes like this. Yud is remez, Hey, Rishona is Soid, Vav is Terisha Bal Peh, and Hey is Terisha Bichsav. This is completely different than you find basically anywhere. And this is what he writes really in these psukim, this is what comes out from these psukim, and then also in other places. We skipped a little bit. It comes out Remez Soy, Teresh Bal Peh, and Teresh B'Ksav. Now, that also is bewildering because Teresh B'Ksav, we know Kiyidua, is always considered the Zah, is considered the Teferis, the Vav, and the Teresh Bal Peh is considered the Hey, is the Malchus, Dina de Malchus Adina, all this form bring stamps. So there's like a whole very different Erech over here. Now, what I want to be mayor over here, that's why I said that from the Pasuk Tes, what I'm bothered by is, right, it sounds like he's putting Remez higher than Soid, which is very strange. But from Pasuk Tes, he says the Derech to forget, normally, first you forget the Soidus HaTera, then you forget the Remez. He puts the Soidus HaTera first. Okay? And Drush and Pshat, by the way, comes out from other places if you put everything together in the Gain. So Drush is a Torah Shabal Peh, and the Pshat is a Torah Shabiksav, which makes a lot of sense. Pshat is Torah Shabiksav, is Pshat Psukim, and Torah Shabal Peh is the Archava, is the Drisha, is the Drush, Lamed Beis Yud Gimel and Lamed Beis Drushes, right? Midas Shatar and the Dreshes, but. So the whole, this Gain is very, very interesting, because on the one hand, a few psukim later, it seems that the order of chashivas, if you want to say, of maila, would be yudke vavke, right? The soidus on top, remez on top, soidus after that, teri shebal pen, and teri shebichsav. But if you're going to take the going a few psukim earlier, he says, mufurush, you first forget soidus, then you forget remez, which would mean the whole order over there seems to be going that you forget the highest first. So this going leads a little, needs, as far as Kemata Stira over here, needs Tzarechin a little bit. As far as the Erech itself, although it's very unusual, you can make a case for it. I'm not sure if I can do it in a minute, though. Because we can understand, without understanding how it stems with them and integrating with the other Mahalchim that is normally said, but when we take, we could say Malchus is always like, is the basic. Is like it can be used as the basic raw material, and then you have to be, that's what like the level of nefesh, and then you have to add to that ruach. So on that level, we can understand the Torah Shebichsav being the malchus, and now you have to add into it the pnimius of it. You have to add into it the neshama, which is the Torah Shebal Peh. So that would make the Torah Shebiksav the Hey and the Torah Shebal Peh the Vav. And then with Seydus HaTorah, Seydus HaTorah, we can make a case for it saying that the Torah, he himself, the Seydus HaTorah is the you need to speak it out. So that's the Bina. That's the Bina, you have to speak it out. Whereas the Remez is like the Kutza Shel Yod, like we have, right? That it was Derish Kutzim, the Rebbe Kiva was Derish Kutzim, he found the Remazim for everything. That's like a higher Bechina where you find how it's Mamish hinted to in the Osius themselves. So it's the seeing how the Seydus are hinted to, and that's even a higher level. And you could see the Seydus are hinted to in the Osius HaTorah. So in that way, the Bina would be the expression of Seydus HaTorah. And the Remez is also Seydus HaTorah, which the Gaon said earlier, the piece that we learned that I was Messiah early in the Sefer, he put Remez and Seyd together in like one category, Seydus HaTorah. So that would make the Yud Kei Vav Kei here have a pshat. We can understand that on it in its own right, just being mayor, that it is very unusual, and there is a certain internal chayrus right here. One thing I would say is that the one thing to add to it is that we know that Torah Shebichsav has Chamisha Chumshei Torah, which is Hey, and Mishnah and Shas has Shisha Sidur Mishnah, which is Vav. The Chidah, if I remember correctly, says that Dafka because Torah Shebichsav is the Vav Mitzad the Etzem, and the Mishnah is Torah Shebal Peh is the Hey Mitzad the Etzem. So therefore, they each need a Bechina of the other. So the Torah Shebichsav, which is Hey, which is Vav Be'etzem, is its structure is five, to give it like that Yichud, that Zivug of Hey and Vav. And the Torah Shebal Peh, which is Be'etzem Hey, is built of six books, because that gives it that Bechina. So like each thing has to have a Bechina of the other in it. That helps give it its Shleimus. So the Hey has a Bechina Vav in it, and the Vav has a Bechina Hey in it. But in any case, we could use that aspect, the Hey aspect and the Vav aspect, in the way the Gaon says over here. Yeah. Okay, and we'll end off with that interesting. Good to be in his man.